Hello, Thomas speaking.
Good afternoon, Thomas. It's Veronica from OQ Financial. How are you this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just had it booked in just as a quick follow-up to see if you had a chance to look at my email at all.
Sorry, what was that, sorry?
I was just giving you a quick call as I had you booked in to see if you had a chance to review that email I sent you a week or two ago in regards to the insurances and what your thoughts were. Did you have a chance to look at that at all?
Yeah, I did. I had a look at them, yeah. I had a couple of questions. Like, I understand the insurance side of it.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Yeah. That's the reason why I got you guys are looking at it.
Yeah.
When it comes to the big picture, like the big plan, that specifies what type of insurance I need, doesn't it? Is that right?
It depends. So normally I would look at it kind of separate, but then kind of together in that you want to make sure to address your insurance needs, so what your goals are specifically in regards to your insurances, which is obviously very individual. But then we also want to make sure that at the same time it doesn't get too expensive and impacts your super and your retirement goals. So then the first thing would be for if you have a bit of an indication of, because there is obviously a bit of a trade-off because the insurances are, you know, a little bit expensive. So that's why I did a couple of different options for you that did reduce the premium just to make sure it doesn't get too expensive. So then the trade-off for you as well is like, well, what is more important to you? Is it more important to you to have a little bit less cover to make sure that your super will grow more? Or is it more important to you to have that cover in place to protect your family if something happens? Knowing that it will impact your super a little bit, well, obviously we're still trying to make sure we can get you to both of your goals. So it would does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And did you have any idea of which one you felt was a bit more applicable to you?
Not really.
No, that's okay.
It's a little bit confusing to me. When I look at my super.
Yeah.
And it's not my wife's super. When I look at my super
last year
with what I added and so forth, the total amount, it grew by 90,000. But previously years it hasn't done that. Obviously the amount is calculated into it, but it's up and down a bit. So I know that if I choose one of those it will be covered. And when I look at the money that I put into super, it's about $2,000 or $3,000 a year. I'm not really sure about which one would be suitable.
So if you are unsure, what I can do then is I can work with kind of calculated backwards. So you mentioned that ideally retired at age of 60 and you want to draw a weekly income of about $1,500 per week from super. But at the same time, you kind of want to make sure that you live on, the interest alone from your super so it doesn't impact your super balance. So I can work with that to see which option you can afford based on making sure you can get that. And if that means I can get you the most expensive cover but still getting you the insurance, the superannuation goals, and I will put forth that recommendation. If it means that you won't exactly get there, then I might look at the second option. Does that sound like a good starting point?
I think so, yeah. Like if I can afford it, then I'm going to reach my goals. Yeah, that's...
Then happy. Yep.
Yeah,
all right, perfect. Now, with your income protection as well, I did want to just check. So when I calculated all your goals of our last conversation, obviously because your employer does pay for some of it, which is great, in your Australian Retirement Trust, would you like me to offset the amount that they are covering for for your total permanent disability from the amount I am recommending to reduce that a little bit, or do you want it separate?
Yeah, that probably makes sense, really. If we can do, if it's going to be, as long as it covers what I need if something does happen. I had a friend at work who had who got cancer, and he was off for a year, and he sort of said, well, he's got the same sort of thing, and he said that it was probably the thing that saved him, really. So
definitely. Now let me just triple check. And do you know which, did he get paid out income protection or the trauma? Do you know or not sure?
I didn't ask him. Yeah, he got income. It would have been income because he's back at work now. So, But at the time that he was getting all the procedures done, he had to have time off. So,
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is I will look at what we said. I'll see what the max cover you can have by still making sure your super and retirement goals are met, and then work backwards from there. And then when I do go over everything in the statement of advice for you, it's just an indication of what I think is going to be the best, and you can always then make changes. But then at least you can see on paper, factoring in the insurance premium, how that will impact your super as well. Sometimes it's a bit easier to see it if you see the numbers and everything like that as well.
Perfect.
Now the last thing I did want to check with you is income protection. So you do have income protection at the moment. Now I was researching another income protection policy for you as well before obviously knowing that your employer is covering it. So with income protection, there are restrictions on the fact that you can only get 70% of the income prior to claim. So, but you do have a longer waiting period at the moment. So you have about 180 days, which we felt was a little bit too long, and then you only have a 2-year benefit period. So I was looking at the 90-day waiting period because you do have a bit of leave, but then extending that to 5 years. So perfect. So essentially what it could mean is that it could be for a period of time where you can't get your full income protection because you can't get two policies paid for if combined they exceed 70%. But then in saying that, there could be different cover amounts, and the cover that I am looking at for you, it is medically underwritten. So that creates a bit more certainty for you. So I just wanted to reconfirm that you're still happy for me to show you at least what that would look like, and then you can always make up your mind afterwards.
Yeah, for sure.
That's great. Thank you so much for confirming that. So when is a good time for me to go over all this research with you, Thomas?
When do you need to? How long does it take?
The actual conversation, I will need probably between 30 to an hour. So I would say allow an hour just to be safe. It can be a little bit quicker, but I'd rather make sure we have enough time to go through everything than trying to rush through it. To finalize the research, let me have a look. Next week, do you have any time next week or the week after?
Next week I'm fine,
And do you prefer morning or afternoons generally? Or quite
late? Probably afternoon, if that's okay.
Afternoon. Let me have a look here. All of my afternoons are booked next week. The latest I could do is Thursday the 24th at 2 p.m. Is that too early in the day?
No, that's okay.
No? Perfect. All right. So that is Thursday the 24th at 2 p.m. Now, would you like me to set up like a quick text reminder just in case something comes up for you? Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So with this research, is this to do with the insurance only, or is that
both.
The super? Or is that...
It's both. So it's both your super and your insurances. So it's all just in the one document for you to make it nice and easy. I just needed to confirm the insurances, what your thoughts are, and then I could just pop that together. So I will do that now.
Okay.
It's just for me to present the research to you. Then after that, it's completely up to you what you want to do at the end of the day. But then at least you have a picture of where you're at. And, you know, what that would look like for you. And then you can decide, you know, what you think of it, essentially.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Perfect, Thomas. Do you have any other questions before I let you go today?
No, not really. We'll get this sorted out, and then we could probably take the next steps, you know, if it goes in that direction.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
That sounds good. So that is booked in on Thursday, the 24th of July at 2 p.m. If anything changes and you can't make it, just let me know, and I'll see if I can shuffle a few things around for you.
Righto. Thank you.
Perfect. Well, I look forward to speaking with you then.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Thomas. Bye.